Welcome to the Click Podcast. I'm Dani Watson, a mindset and manifestation expert and founder of The Click, a company that helps women overcome their fears and limiting beliefs to create a life and business that they love. Within this podcast, I will help you get clear on what you want, identify the blocks that are holding you back, transform your mindset and raise your vibration so that you can co-create magic with the universe. If you are looking to design a life that truly sets your soul on fire and manifest more success and abundance, then you are in the right place. Hello, ladies. How are we all? I am very excited to be recording this episode for you because it's something, since we have moved into our home. Well, we bought our house now a couple of years ago and we finished renovating it at the end of 2020. And just now being in this beautiful home that we've created, and we've also been in lockdown as well in the UK. And so spending a lot of time in our home, it's made me become very, very mindful of the energy of our home and just making sure that the energy of where we live is the highest possible frequency. So this is, especially if you're listening to this and you're in lockdown at the moment, the time of recording this, we are into our third or fourth UK lockdown. I lose track now, but basically we've not been able to leave the house for what feels like forever. And so when you're spending a lot of time in the home, it becomes really, really important that the energy of your home is keeping your vibration high rather than lowering your vibration. Okay. And there's little things that you can do, even if you don't really love your home, even if you are kind of looking at your house right now and maybe, you know, your wallpaper's hanging off, or, you know, it's in need of a really good clean, or, you know, it's not decorated in the way that you want, even if it's not your dream home right now, there are things that you can do to raise the vibration of your home, you know, without having to do huge renovations. And I say this because I have lived in lots of different places over, you know, the time in my life, and they've not always been the most high vibe places, but there's still been things that I've been able to do to change my environment, little hacks that I've used that have just helped me raise the vibration of my home. So for example, when I first started my business, my partner and I, we lived in a flat in London. We couldn't afford to just rent that flat for ourselves. So we had to sublet the rooms. We actually sublet, it was a 2-bedroom flat, and it had a living room. We subletted both of those bedrooms, and then we ended up living in the living room, sort of a teeny tiny room for both of us. Didn't have wardrobes, didn't even have a proper bed. And so it definitely wasn't the most high vibe living situation. There was mice in the flat. So, you know, it wasn't the most luxurious of flats. However, there was little things that we did to just instantly raise the vibration of that space. And these are things that, as I said, doesn't matter if you have the most luxurious home in the world or, you know, it's looking a little bit tired and run down. These little hacks can hopefully help you shift the vibration of your space. So especially important then for anybody that is spending a lot of time in their home right now. Let's jump in. The first thing, decluttering. Now, I try to declutter. I'm constantly decluttering. Just for me, it's a really just a cathartic way to get rid of things that aren't serving me, to create more space for the things that do. And if anybody's, you know, decluttered in their life, you will know that it just makes you feel instantly lighter, okay? Often when you've got stuff shoved in cupboards, your stuff's really unorganized, there's a mess everywhere, you've just got too much stuff in your house, you can feel that. It feels like this heavy weight over you, or at least it does for me. And I discovered Marie Kondo probably a couple of years ago now. And although I do still have lots of stuff, I'm not going to say that I've gone completely minimal. I've definitely downsized the amount of stuff that I hold onto. So decluttering then, just kind of getting rid of things that don't serve you, first of all, but then also making sure the things that you do have in your life, they are kept organized, they're kept tidy, there is a place for everything. Marie Kondo's principle is that if it doesn't spark joy, if it doesn't make you feel amazing, then let it go. And so this is as a general rule I will have for all of the things that I keep. Does this spark joy? Does this make me feel amazing? Or am I just holding it for the sake of it? And I really feel that this is the difference between looking at your stuff from a place of abundance versus from a place of lack. It's very much this abundance versus lack mindset. An abundant mindset is, I'm holding on to this because I love it. You know, it makes me feel amazing. It makes me feel abundant. It sparks a lot of joy. A lack mindset is, I'm holding on to this because of scarcity. So maybe it's, oh, well, I've bought this and, you know, because I've spent money on it, I feel like I should hold on to it. Or it's, you know, that place of, oh, well, maybe I will need this in the future. That's kind of scarcity mindset. Okay, you want to ask yourself, like, what is the driving force behind why you're holding on to something? What is your intention there? Is it from that place of love and abundance, or is it just from that place of scarcity and lack? Okay, and you really only want to hold on to things from that place of love and abundance. Now, with full disclosure, there's going to be certain things in your house that just are practical things, you know, a potato peeler, for example. I don't look at my potato peeler and say, oh, this sparks so much joy in my life. You know, I hate peeling potatoes. Probably one of the worst things for me in the kitchen would be to peel a potato. So things like that, you know, practical things, they're just things that you need. I'm talking about clothes or maybe like sentimental things that you're just holding on to. Just objects that you have. Do they spark joy? Like, do they serve a purpose, first of all? Because some of the things may be, you know, practical, they serve a purpose. Or does this spark joy? And if not, can I let this go? Okay. And what you will find is if you start letting go of the things that aren't serving you, you create more space energetically for the things that do. Okay. You create space to invite more of the things that truly light you up into your life. Okay. So decluttering, it's a way to really just let go of negative energy, because if something, let's say you've got things in, let's say your wardrobe that you just don't love, you've got clothes that you don't love, but you're just holding on to them, okay? When you look at those things, if they don't make you feel amazing, if they just kind of make you feel a bit flat, they're actually not raising your vibration at all. If anything, they may be actually lowering your vibration, okay? Especially if you open your wardrobe and you just see clutter. Okay, so where can you let go of the things that you don't love to bring more, make more room for the things that you do, and to just, yeah, create more organization in your home? I promise you, just by getting your house organized and decluttering and having a good tidy up will instantly make you feel lighter. If you've not read Marie Kondo, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, I think it's called, definitely read that book. She's also got a series on Netflix as well where she goes into people's homes and tidies up. But yeah, I definitely urge you to give it a go. What else then? What else do I do to raise the vibration of my home? So I'm very fortunate at the moment because I, at the time of recording this, I gave birth not so long ago. And so I've had lots and lots of flower deliveries. But even, you know, when I've not just welcomed a newborn, I will always try and have fresh flowers in my home. I'm very fortunate in that my partner he's a bit of a good egg. He loves to surprise me with fresh flowers. And, you know, that's just his little thing that he loves to do because he knows how much I love them. And I think flowers instantly raise the vibration of your home. Obviously, they look pretty, but there is something about being connected with nature as a way to raise your vibration, okay? And bringing in the natural world into your home. There is some science behind this as well. And I'm not very good at remembering the science of it, but it's something to do with the plants and how they are. I'm not sure whether it's flowers as well, but I know this definitely applies to plants. They help bring more oxygen into your home. again, I'm not going to go into this because I don't really understand it properly, but I remember reading something about it not so long ago, and it made a lot of sense. You know, plants obviously use sunlight and they do something with oxygen anyway. But bringing in flowers or plants or nature into your home is a great, great way to raise your vibrational frequency. If you go out in nature, like let's say you go on a walk, you've probably experienced this before, whether it's a walk in, you know, a park or a wood or by the beach or in the mountains. How much does that have a positive impact on your mood? Okay. I defy anybody who says going out on a walk in nature doesn't raise their vibration. I feel like for most people, it's a great way to just make you feel lifted. So bringing that nature into your home can actually raise the vibration of your home as well. Okay, what else do I do then? The other thing that I wanted to talk about was crystals. Again, crystals, they look pretty, but crystals have their own energetic frequency. And especially if you have cleansed your crystals, you can cleanse your crystals under the full moon, just to kind of get rid of any sort of negative energy that a crystal might be holding onto. But placing crystals throughout your home is a brilliant, brilliant way to raise the vibration of your home. Obviously, if you're looking at a beautiful crystal, it's obviously going to make you feel good, but they have their own individual qualities as well. So I love amethyst. I just love the look of amethyst. I have a big cathedral amethyst that I have in my home. I have a crystal diffuser. I pretty much will have crystals in every single room. And I might change them around depending on where I'm spending the time in my home and what I'm, you know, really what I'm looking to create more of. So I also really, really love rose quartz, which is a brilliant crystal for self-love and for self-worth. So if I am spending a lot of time working on myself, on my mindset, just giving myself more time and more space, I will make sure I've got a lot of rose quartz around my home to kind of amplify that vibration of self-love. But yeah, crystals are, you know, my obsession. I recently shared actually as well on an Instagram reel a crystal diffuser that I've got. So this is another way I incorporate crystals into my life, or into my home rather, to raise my vibration. The crystal diffuser, it's like a glass jar filled with crystals, and then it comes with this essential oil blend which you basically drop over the crystals, and it smells heavenly. And this actually brings me on to scent, because scent can be a really powerful way to raise the vibration of your home. Different essential oils have different qualities and can be used to create different emotions, different feelings. You know, they have different vibrational frequencies. So I'm not going to go into the different properties of different essential oils. Maybe I will use that for a different episode. But I, at the moment, am absolutely loving the Neom set. So there's four different oil blends. There's Happy, Calm, De-stress, and, Happy, De-stress, Sleep, and Energetic, basically. So there's four different oil blends depending on what kind of frequency I am trying to tap into. So if I am looking to just unwind and de-stress, I will use the De-stress essential oil blend. And I will tend to put it into, if I'm not going to use my crystal diffuser, I will put it into my aromatherapy oil diffuser. And so it creates this lovely aromatherapy mist. I also love scented candles as well and think they can be incredible. However, I find that using an oil diffuser, it's more instant. When I use a candle, it often is that I need to burn it for a lot longer. And I was getting through a crazy amount of candles before I got my oil burner, my oil diffuser rather. Over the Christmas period, actually, over in December, I was getting through almost like a candle a day, because I'd get up in the morning and I'd light my candle and then I'd be at home for the whole day. So it would be lit for the whole day. And then I wouldn't blow it out until the evening, when pretty much the whole candle had gone. And I'm, you know, somebody who always wants to use like really high quality products, natural as well. And so the candles that I was, you know, buying were often like £40 plus per candle. So, you know, if you do the maths, if I've got, you know, 3 or 4 candles burning in my home per day, that's a pretty hefty amount to be spending on candles. So I still love to use candles. I will tend to use my candles in the evening just to create more of that ambiance, especially if I'm having a bath and I want to sort of raise the frequency of my bathroom before I get into the bath. I will light some scented candles. Again, I will always make sure they're non-toxic and they're using really sort of natural ingredients within the candles, so they're not burning toxicity into my home, which will obviously lower the frequency of your home. Just trying to keep everything as natural as possible. That goes for the essential oils as well, like looking for really high quality blends of essential oils. So I love the neon ones. There's other brands out there. But yeah, I will tend to use my oil diffuser for the day. And then in the evening, it will be a scented candle, which will have, you know, a really amazing scent, will be natural. And yeah, brilliant, brilliant way to raise the frequency and to tap into different frequencies, depending on which kind of scent you use. And talking of toxins, actually, this leads me on to my next point, which is... paying attention to the products that I'm using in my home and really reducing the number of toxins I bring into my home. Toxins, you know, we can even just tell by the word, like a toxin is a low frequency thing. You know, if you're going to bring toxins into your life, it's going to lower your vibrational frequency. And so, yeah, obviously things like scents, but also things like the products that I'm using, specifically the cleaning products. So we are fortunate enough actually to have a cleaner that comes and, you know, cleans our home. And we've been very adamant that the products she uses are as natural as possible and as toxin free as possible. I also actually love cleaning. I find it really, really therapeutic. So I know that if I'm, you know, wiping down the surfaces or whatever, I don't want to be breathing in the toxicity of really sort of strong cleaning products. So there's lots of different brands out there for this. I discovered a brand called Kinfil, which I absolutely love. I think it's based in, I want to say Denmark. It's not a UK-based company. You can purchase them. I think there's a site that does sell them in the UK, but I've just purchased them through the Kinfil website. But basically, it's first of all, it's the whole concept behind the brand is it's non-toxins and also sustainable as well. So the bottles that you purchase the cleaning products in, they're glass, and so they're refillable. And you basically get these vials of essential oils. So it's all natural product that you pour into the glass bottle and then you top it up with water. And you can then basically just keep ordering these refills of these little glass vials. And obviously glass is recyclable as well. So it's really sort of good to the planet, it's really kind on the planet, and you are not then bringing in all of these toxins into your home as well. You're just keeping it really, really natural with the essential oils and the natural cleaning ingredients. And obviously if you're cleaning your work surfaces down, the last thing you want to be doing is filling your body with all of those toxins, which are really going to impact your frequency, your vibration. They can really have a negative impact on your health as well. So yeah, just be mindful, like, you know, what products are you using? We've not managed to go completely toxin free. There's definitely a few things that we use that perhaps are a little bit more toxic than others, but on the whole, the majority of what we use product wise will be toxin free. And this will also go as well for, you know, in terms of like toiletries, like shampoos, and, you know, what we put in the bath, what, you know, perfume I use, like what scents that I use. Like, again, as much as possible, we'll try and use things that are, you know, they're not toxic. They are as natural as possible. You know, if you're spraying these things or using these products in your home, they're really going to change the frequency of your home. You know, the more natural you can be, the better for, you know, keeping that vibration high. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is how to actually get rid of that negative energy. So let's say you have been using a lot of toxic products in your home, or, you know, you've had a really kind of cluttered home or a dirty home, and you're just trying to get rid of the negative energy that clutter or those toxins have created within your space. Getting rid of that negative energy, I like to use, or I like to burn rather, sage or Palo Santo, and do sort of this cleansing ritual where I will burn the sage or Palo Santo and, you know, waft it around my home. I'm going to do actually perhaps a video on this on maybe on Instagram or share it on YouTube, where I kind of take you through this process. We did a lot of renovation in to our home the end of 2020. So we were able to move in December. We're not fully finished. We've managed to do sort of all of the internal work, but we are going to be extending and building, you know, more rooms and things. So we're still sort of only partway through, but we were able to actually move back in just in time for Christmas, actually, in December of 2020. And we'd had obviously a lot of different people coming and going into our home, you know, builders, you know, architects, various different people. And obviously the people that come into your home, they carry an energetic frequency. And we're obviously not aware of, like, you know, most of the people that were coming into our space, and we're not really aware of what their energy was. And so it was really important for me to kind of cleanse that space, to kind of get rid of any negative energy that might have come into my home whilst we weren't there, and to just kind of really cleanse the space ready for us moving back in. But, you know, so maybe it's you've had kind of negative people at your home, or maybe there's you've had an argument in your home, so that's created a lot of negative energy. Or maybe, you know, you have been using toxic products, or you've had a lot of mess and clutter, whatever. If you've had some sort of negative energy come into your space, this cleansing ritual is a really great way to release and get rid of that negative energy. So it's basically burning Palo Santo or sage and sort of wafting it through the space of your home. So yeah, I might do a video on that to kind of take you through that process, but that's something that I love to do to release negative energy and obviously to then raise the vibration of my home as well. Daylight. Getting as much daylight into your home as possible. We are very, very privileged with the location of our home because we have a south-facing garden. So it means that we get the sun for a big, big chunk of the day. We also have huge floor-to-ceiling sliding doors at the back of our house, which flood our living space with lots and lots of sunlight. So yeah, our home is really much, very much filled with sunlight. And just a very, again, very, very simple way to raise the vibration of your home. So, you know, it's tempting some days, especially if the weather's a bit grim, to kind of keep yourself, you know, your curtains closed, keep the blinds down, but try and just, you know, make sure you're opening the curtains as early as possible, allowing that sunlight to kind of really come into your home, you know, especially if you are in lockdown at the moment and you are working from home, living from home, really important to let that sunlight come in. Great way to raise the vibe of your living space. And then finally, music. I like music. I can't really say like I'm a huge music fan. Like I don't really know much about music. I know I like listening to it. You know, there's certain bands that I love. And yeah, just having music on. Again, music, it changes you energetically. you know, obviously different music is going to appeal to different people, so find something that works for you. But music can have a great impact on how you're feeling, on your mood. That is music affecting your vibrational frequency. So think about if it can affect you in that way, if you can listen to a certain song and instantly feel uplifted, instantly feel happier, more joyful, you know, more excited, think about what that music can also do to your living space as well, okay? So just switching on some music, especially at the beginning of the day, to kind of set the energy in your home for the day. You don't even necessarily need to listen to it for the whole day, but just having some sort of music on at the beginning of the day is a great way to just change up that energy of your living space. So this is something that I always forget to do because I really like listening to podcasts in the morning, but my partner, he's much more of a music lover than what I am. And I love just watching him actually. He puts the music on super loud in our kitchen in the morning. He normally is the one that will make mine and my daughter's breakfast. He'll make all of our breakfasts. And whilst he's making breakfast, he will have the music on really loud and he'll be dancing around and my daughter will be dancing. And yeah, just witnessing that is just a reminder of how much music can raise your vibration, and it can then also raise the vibration of your home as well. So definitely something I would give you, I would urge you to give a go if you don't already do that. So those are my top ways that I love to raise the vibration of my home. If you have any other suggestions, let me know, okay? You know, come and let me know over on Instagram. You know, just drop a comment into one of my posts. Just tell me that you've listened to this podcast episode and, you know, let me know what your favorite ways are to raise the vibration of your home if you have something different. But yes, anyway, it was amazing connecting with you as always. And yeah, I will look forward to connecting with you very soon. All right, bye ladies. If you're wanting to build your own successful online coaching business, make sure to check out Freedom, Abundance and Impact, our free 10-day business and mindset course for coaches and aspiring coaches. To access, simply head to wearetheclick.com and click free course in the menu. Thank you.